I'm DJ Bruja, and you're tuned into Brujerias with Yasmin on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Today is a very special day. It is National Coming Out Day.
It's National Coming Out Day.
International Coming Out Day.
Because today is National Coming Out Day, and KCSU is partnered with the Pride Center to work with students on campus if they'd like to come on air and tell us their coming out story.
KCSU 90.5 Fort Collins. This is DJ Sweet Agony. You're listening to Cochlear Engagement. As you know, we get real mad about a lot of causes on the show, but today we have something a little nicer. It's National Coming Out Day. This is LGBTQIA plus Visibility Month, and we have a very special guest in the studio, Allie. How's it going, Allie?
Hi, it's going good.
Nice. So you're here with us today to share your coming out story. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right on. Well, first of all, Allie, hello. What are your pronouns once again?
My pronouns are she, her.
Okay, great. And I mean, I'll just go ahead and ask it. What is your coming out story? How old were you? Well, I mean, I'm sure, you know, it can be occasionally gradual. It's not any one moment. I'll start here. How old were you when you started to become comfortable with your sexual identity? Is that...
Well, I think I didn't realize that, like, I was trans until probably... near the end of high school, like right after graduation. And it was kind of weird because like you're not really in that same social structure you are in high mm-hmm. school anymore. And it took a lot of figuring myself out on my own a little bit to really get comfortable with it.
Okay, nice. And what was the point where I suppose you began telling your loved ones?
Actually, like this year.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. I finally, when I transferred up to CSU in January, I started hormones and I got to a point where it was just going to be too difficult to hide anything. Mm-hmm. And I told my parents and my brother in the end of May, maybe beginning of June. So, yeah.
Nice. What would you... like people to know about the coming out process, or more specifically, do you have any advice for anyone listening who might be contemplating or struggling with their own gender identity and the difficulties associated with coming out?
Yeah. I think one thing that's really easy is like when you're planning for coming out, especially to family, and especially to family that you're not really sure how they're going to go, it's very easy to think, okay, well, they're either going to reject me outright or they're going to be totally fine. And at least in my case, that is not exactly what happened. And I think a lot of times you need to be a little more prepared for like this kind of not quite acceptance and not really a full rejection. And they're just very kind of confused and not necessarily ready to listen to you yet. And that can be hard, but it's something that needs to be planned for more, and something I didn't really plan for. So I wish I could do that.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. How does it feel after the fact to have been honest with your family and with yourself like that?
It's just, I'm a lot less exhausted now. just, you know, not having to hide, just like taking hormones if I'm bad at my house, or mm-hmm. like not having to dress differently than I want to and things like that. You know, it's just relieving.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, how can others, allies specifically, assure that this is a safe world for the LGBTQ community?
Oh,
plus.
Well, oh, yeah. well, I think especially for situations involving coming out, if you know someone who you know is going to be coming out soon, they're not exactly sure how things are going to go, be there, be supportive. And if it's a situation where like them being rejected could be very bad for like their living situation or something like that, be willing, if you can, to help them out with that if things do go wrong. Because that can be a huge weight off your shoulders to know that even if this goes south, you still have somewhere to go afterward.
That's cool. That's something else. How do you feel like life has changed for you since all this has happened?
Oh, so many ways. I really feel a lot more comfortable just sort of day to day. Like a lot of beforehand, there was a lot of like just stress and anxiety about like what could happen. And now that it's done and kind of over with and we're just processing it, it's a lot better in that sense. Like I don't have to freak out about it constantly.
Okay, nice. Well, that's awesome. We're really happy to have you here at CSU, in the CSU community, and specifically here on the radio show this morning. Do you want to hang out for the next hour and play some songs and stuff, read some news?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, right on. Cool. So we're going to go ahead and kick it to Where Is My Mind by the Pixies. You're listening to KCSU 90.5 Fort Collins. This is Cochlear Engagement.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is MC Asher. My voice is going through it a little bit today, but fortunately, I am not going to be the one talking as much today. This is my show, Chromesthesia Landscape, and we have an extra, extra, extra special guest for National Coming Out Day. We have Joaquin. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
That is good. Again, apologies for my voice, but what is your first name, your gender identity, and pronouns?
Hi, yeah, I'm Joaquin. It's like quinoa backwards. And
that's so cute.
My pronouns are he, him, or she, her, because I'm gender fluid.
That's so cool. Do you want to talk about that identity a little bit?
Yeah, so gender fluid is basically sometimes I may feel a little bit more like a girl, and sometimes I may feel a little bit more like a boy. Might be a blend of the two, or like something like outside of that. You know, it's just gender is fluid, like the word says.
Oh, that's so cool. What is your coming out story?
Yeah, so a little bit of background. When I was growing up, I didn't speak, so I was a mute until I was 14. And so when I started speaking, there was kind of people already knew that I was like kind of gender fluid because I wouldn't wear like girly clothes all the time, hated makeup, that kind of thing. And I was talking to my brother, and my brother was just like chilling out by himself, and I kind of felt this need to tell him because I love him so much, and it felt like such a big part of me. So I told him like, hey, like what if I wanted to be a man or something like that? And he was just like, man, like I would love you no matter what. Like you could be like a turtle and I would love you. Like I remember him saying that. And yeah, he's just a big tough guy too. He's only 2 years older than me. Like we thought we were twins growing up because we're so close in age, and we look alike a lot. And like our mom told us that we weren't twins, and we like cried the entire day. I was like 4 and he was 6.
That is so cute.
Yeah, so he's my big brother and I love him very much. And yeah, he told me that like he would be proud of me no matter what. And that like pride and like gave me the courage to kind of be out about myself, like because it didn't matter if people hated me like because of my gender identity. My brother loves me, and that's what matters.
That is absolutely heartwarming. Thank you.
Yeah, and then I like, you know, I came out to my mom next because I'm really close to her and my brother, and she was like, cool, I'm bisexual. Like she told me immediately afterwards, and I was like, ah, oh, that's so cool.
That is so cool. That's just such a like a warm and nurturing environment. I love that. That's absolutely wonderful. What would you like people to know about like your coming out process? What in your life has changed, and did you receive support or backlash?
Yeah, so about my coming out story, unfortunately a lot of people like to take like the LGBTQ plus experience and kind of say, oh, it's like tragic and like, you know, everything is supposed to be sad about it, like being queer is like equating to being like you know, like hated. And I want people to know that's not the case all the time, you know? Like, there is love and support out there for you if you want to come out, you know? And it doesn't have to be a tragic process. Like, life is just, like, it could be happy and joyful, like, having your identities and being yourself. So, like, being a part of the community doesn't have to mean that you're, like, going to be, like, just miserable for the rest of your life just because of who you are. And I'm very lucky personally because my family accepts me, and they also like are a part of the community. Like my mother is bisexual, so I had like a lot of support growing up. Especially like I'm not sure about my sexuality, but I do know I like girls, so my mom is just very supportive about that. She's like, is she cute, you know, whenever we're like driving. She's like, what's your type? And I'm like, mom, stop trying to set me up. Like, busy with school. Can't date right now.
That is so wholesome. Oh, I love that. Why is it important to understand who you are and accept that simple fact?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people kind of go by, like, their sense of self by what other people, like, have to say about themselves. So, like, you know, like, someone might say your hair is really cute, so then now you're like, oh, yeah, that's who I am. My hair is nice. Or someone might say your laugh is really annoying, so now you're like, I don't want to laugh anymore because it's annoying. But I think it's important to know who you are because the sense of self is all that you have, you know? Your thoughts, those are the only thing that you truly own. And when you have those things in line with who you are, it's like truly amazing because you can start to live your life for who you are and what you want. Like, you don't have to do things if you don't want to, or if they make you uncomfortable, or if it's something that isn't you. Like, you need to stay true to yourself because you're the only person you have for the rest of your life.
We actually did have a text in. Her name is Ashley. She could not make it on today, but she did answer a couple of the questions that I had for her. She identifies as a demisexual panromantic. To her, this means that she's not sexually attracted to people until after she forms an emotional relationship with them. And even then, it's also very few people. So romantically, she's interested in people regardless of their gender, which is pretty cool. And then another thing that Ashley mentioned is for her, it was a journey to find out who she was. She went through a few different thoughts before demisexual panromantic was right. Once she figured it out, she felt like she understood herself better. As humans, we all want to be understood and feel accepted. And before you get that from other people, you have to get it from yourself, which I think is really good. I agree with that.
90.5 KCSU 4 Cones, listening to DJ Henby on a show One Third Man. And I have a special guest here with me today. It is Jacob, and they are here as part of National Coming Out Day. Say hello, Jacob.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it is no problem at all. It is delightful to have guests. Sometimes things can get a little stuffy here on One Third Man, at least in my humble opinion. Now, Jacob, why don't we go through some of the basics? What is your first name, gender identity, and pronouns? What brings you into the studio here today?
I am Jacob, and I do identify as a non-binary individual. So my pronouns are they, them, theirs. And I'm in the studio today to share my story and hopefully help encourage other people to come out because it is a very scary process, and it always helps to have somebody there to help you kind of navigate everything around coming out.
Yes, there's a lot of guidance, although I admit that there's probably a lot more resources now than there were.
That is definitely true. I mean, I realized that I am bisexual when I was 8 years old, so back in 2008, and there was not a lot of resources for me back then. I was just like, oh, this is fun. I'm kind of alone. But it's not the case.
Yeah. Nowadays, even cartoons are starting to get on the having bisexual and non-binary characters, especially like Steven Universe.
Yes. And that's really amazing because there are so many kids and so many people even my age who watch that show, and it normalizes everything to them. And that goes a really long way.
Yeah, it definitely leans into its LGBT themes, uses really nice metaphors, and I mean, it really touches the heart. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I have yet to see the new movie, though.
I have heard that it is quite good.
Yes, I have seen all of the memes with the newest character, and I've listened to the new song, The Other Side, a bunch of times. So, just me and my YouTube ramblings. So, what is your story, Jacob?
So, as I previously stated, I realized that I am bisexual when I was 8 years old. Back in 2008, I was in third grade, and that was really terrifying for me because I was eight, and I started to have feelings for boys and girls that a lot of my friends only had for girls, and for the longest time I thought that I was broken. But in 2012, I think I was watching an episode of the TV show Bones with my mom, and one of the characters, her name is Angela, is bisexual, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's me. So that was really great. It did take me a little bit more time to actually fully come out. And the first person I did come out to was my dad, which was kind of a mistake because when I told him, hey, Dad, I'm bi, his reaction was, oh, I'll pray for you, which is definitely not the right reaction to have. So that kind of prevented me from coming out for a little while. But then the next people I came out to were my mom and my sister, and they were nothing but supportive. And I'm pretty sure my whole family knows, but I don't, I'm really not too sure. So my senior year of high school, the person I was dating, who was a boy, came to my graduation with me. So my grandma met him, and when I picked up one of my aunts and cousins from the airport, we were just talking in the car ride to Dad's house, and I asked my cousin, are you still dating the person you're dating? And he's like, yeah, it's going pretty well. And his mom's just like, what about you? Do you have a girlfriend? And I'm like, no, I have a boyfriend, and you're going to meet him tomorrow at my graduation. And thankfully that all went well.
Yeah.
Nobody really has reacted the same way that my dad did. And even since I came out to him about 5 or 6 years ago, he's been better. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that they still love you regardless.
I think they do. At least I hope they do. Fingers crossed.
Oh, I don't think you can just give up love for your child that easily. But it seems like everything has turned out more or less positive.
Yeah.
How do you think that your story, you coming on here, will help other folks who maybe are more or less lucky in your experiences?
You know, I'm not entirely too sure how it's going to help people. I just know that when I was still in the closet and even questioning my identity, somebody just being able to openly express who they are would have helped a lot, because it would have given me an opportunity to see that, yes, there are more people like me out there, and they just live their life the way that they want to. And that's amazing, and it's fantastic.
I am in here with DJ Zambino.
Yes, that is me.
She is shadowing my show. And we do have a special guest in studio, Casey, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hey, my name's Casey. I'm a first year here at CSU, international student, and happy to be here.
Cool. Where are you coming from?
Budapest, Hungary, actually.
Wow.
So really far away.
Yeah. How's the transition been to CSU?
Honestly, it's been a lot easier than I thought it would be. My major's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'm a wildlife major, so going into that's really cool. Made a cool group of friends, you know, first week, mm-hmm. and you know, made the transfer process a lot easier.
Awesome. So you're here for National Coming Out Day. So we're going to hear a little bit about your story. Feel free to say whatever you want. Well, not whatever you want, but whatever you're most comfortable with. If you don't mind, I mean, you already said your first name, but your gender identity and pronouns.
So my gender identity, I am gender fluid, and my pronouns are they, them, theirs.
Cool. And I have a multitude of questions, so let me pick one. Hold on.
Go shoot.
So you already said what you identify as. What does that mean to you, gender fluid?
Gender fluid means that my gender itself, it kind of moves with my feelings. So it's like I may wake up one day and feel more, you know, feminine or more masculine or neither or both. So it means I'm not, you know, set on really a gender, and, you know, my clothing and my mannerisms and my voice always kind of changes with how I feel and how I want to feel, like emotionally and just, you know, for that day, really.
Yeah, that's cool. Hold on. What would you like people to know about your coming out process?
You know, I moved around a lot as a kid, and the places that I moved to were not extremely open-minded, so I was really kept in the dark with a lot of really confusing thoughts most of my life. And then, you know, as I got older and I moved to America, we're talking about, you know, the LGBTQ community is a lot more open and accepted. I was able to start really discovering, like, what this meant for me as I was growing up and how I really identify and what I feel most comfortable to identify as. And I really got a lot of help from, you know, certain friends that I had here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And it was made the process a lot easier later in life now that I have, you know, clarity.
I'm DJ Bruja, and you're tuned into Brujerias with Yasmin on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Today is a very special day. It is National Coming Out Day. We are asking if you have a story you want to tell on air. You can text or call 970-491-5278. In the studio right now, I actually have a very special guest, though, for this occasion. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name is Maggie. I use they, them pronouns, and I'm the assistant director for the Pride Resource Center here at Colorado State University.
Cool. National Coming Out Day. You have a story to tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I came out for the first time in high school at a summer camp. I used to go to a summer camp. It was an all-girls camp. And when I started working there, felt for someone who I was working with. And it was a really awesome experience to be surrounded by people who supported me and supported that person. When I decided to come out to my family, they were also really supportive, but I had a best friend who was not supportive. So it was a good and bad experience. I think the best pieces of it were the enthusiasm that I received from people of being, absolutely, we totally love you still, no matter what. So I think that's advice I have for anyone who has someone come out to them, is to be enthusiastic with your support rather than quiet. I think we often don't expect to have warm welcomes when we come out. So if you can be supportive with enthusiasm and energy, I think that's great.
Yeah. What is something you would like people to know about the coming out process? And you mentioned sort of like people's reactions, but did you feel like your life changed in a dramatic way after?
Yeah, I think it's important to know that coming out is not a one-time thing. People come out all the time. This is a coming out story. I'm coming out on air. So a lot of folks have to come out in class every semester with every new friend they meet, to their parents if their identities change. So it's a lifelong process that can change and be fluid throughout someone's life. My life has changed. I've had a more welcoming and supportive and awesome community for being gay. I've also come out in the trans community, and that's been a process of figuring out how to do that, what words to fit the best, how to tell people, when should I not tell people around my safety or my partner's safety. So there's a lot of constant navigating and making decisions based on safety and trust with people.
Awesome. And you did mention you work for CSU's Pride Resource Center. Yes, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, so the Pride Resource Center is located in the Laurie Student Center. We educate and support everyone in their learning about gender expression, romantic orientation, sexual orientation, with a special emphasis on supporting LGBTQ students on campus. So we have ongoing community building opportunities and events. Like, this whole month is LGBTQ History Month, centered around National Coming Out Day. You may have seen us out on the plaza yesterday with a big closet and cake and music and hot cocoa, just celebrating folks. So we do a lot of community building events, and we also do education and outreach for faculty and staff and students and community members to learn more about how to be inclusive to LGBTQ folks.
Thank you so much for listening to our National Coming Out Day podcast. This was a compilation of personalized experiences that KCSU and the Pride Center are proud to present. For podcasts and more, visit kcsufm.com.